What's my name?
Mr.
What's my name?
Mr.
What's my name?
Mr. Child, Mr. Child.
In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Brain Smart Starts, which is a way that we can kind of hack our brain so that we can be in our best state, so that we can help children be in their best state and be at their best. And a Brain Smart Start consists of an activity to unite, an activity to connect, an activity to disengage stress, and an activity to commit. Welcome to Mr. Chaz's Leadership, Parenting, and Teaching Podcast, where I introduce you to the people that can help you on your parenting, teaching, or leadership journey. And today, we're doing another solo episode. I'm actually right now in Louisville, Kentucky, and I am actually on break from a session that I'm doing with Kim Hughes. And I just want to make the commitment, one, to put out more podcast episodes. I took a little bit of break. As you may have noticed, I have not been putting them out with the frequency that I have in the past. But I am going to make a commitment to start putting out podcast episodes weekly. They're going to sound different. You know, bear with me while I'm going through this learning process of exactly what the podcast is going to be. But it's really, really going to be probably a couple of things. Past episodes, I've been going through skills, and most of the episodes before then, I've been introducing you to other people in your community. I've introduced you to a lot of people, but now I just want to get in the nitty-gritty of how you can really tap into your own power, how you can build your own skills, share a little bit about my journey on the way as I am continuously practicing. And I want to share something with you today. I had a little morning session, I think it was maybe 2 hours, and the big thing that really stuck out to me of something that I want to improve, and I think this is something that other people may find helpful too along their journey, is to really be intentional about how I go into different settings. How, when I am not at 100%, when I'm feeling tired, or I don't feel like I am really at my best, or I'm just going in work because I know that I need to go into work, or just, you know, going through the motions and not fully being present, that's something that I can improve on. Because there's some days where I'm on it, I'm in my bag, like I'm here, I'm present, I'm impactful, I'm effective. There's other days where it's just, I got other things on my mind, right? And so the Brain Smart Start is a way, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that is. Go on my social media. I'm probably going to try to post this tonight. But go on my social media, follow my stories to really dive deeper into it. I'm also going to post things. I'm also going to make highlights of the conference that I'm at. So you're not going to just get my takeaways. It's like you're coming here to this Elevate conference, this Conscious Discipline conference with me. And so a Brain Smart Start is something where a lot of times people, myself included, a lot of times we think about it as this big event that we have to do, or even this small event where we come together, we unite, we have an activity to connect, we have an activity to disengage stress, and then we have an activity to commit. And I want to be more intentional in these kind of like almost in these little transitions, just not just with children, but really just for myself. So for example, sometimes I'll go into work and I'll like clock in, I'm focused on clocking in and not really talking to anyone. And then I go into the classroom and like, I just try to shift. It's the thing where, you know, you put your hand over your face and go from like regular face and then you're smiling, right? And that's a lot of times what I try to do. Or sometimes I don't even go in really smiling. I'm still kind of not present. I walk in and the children, luckily for me, they'll go, "Hey, Mr. Chad," they'll be excited to see me, and that puts me in a state to be a little bit more present because we're connecting. And I want to be more present when I walk in, when I walk into those doors, And I see my co-teacher, I see my the director. I want to be intentional about how I connect with them, which might be making eye contact with people, how I unite with them, which might be a hi, a hello, or some people I might, with kids, I've started to develop individual handshakes with them. I want to be intentional about how I do my breathing. Maybe I might even do a pretzel before as I'm walking in so I can just organize my brain and just be at my best. And then also make a commitment for that day, whether it is out loud or it is to myself. But I'm really going to try to be intentional about making my commitment out loud so other people can hold me accountable. And maybe even inspire other people to do the same and think about, okay, well, what do I want to commit to today? What is my goal to commit to today? So that is something just from this morning session. That's probably my big takeaway that I am going to commit. Well, I already told you I'm going to commit to doing these weekly. They may not be the hour long that they were before, but I'm going to commit to doing putting out episodes on a weekly basis. And I'm also committing to doing these kind of mini brain smart starts just throughout the day as I'm doing these micro transitions. And so that's a big thing. And I, where this is big, where I think this could be really big for you, you're like, okay, well, I'm not a classroom. I'm a parent, or I'm just like, I'm not really in that role. You might not even be a parent and you're listening to this or a teacher. Maybe in the future, how can you apply this right now? Think about how you can connect with people, how you can make eye contact. And the eye contact is a way that you can connect. Breathing is a way you can disengage stress. A commitment is I commit to being present, or when I lose my stuff and I lose my composure, I'm going to commit to taking a deep breath and finding a different way to solve the problem, right? Connection, it could be physical touch, right? It could be a little like, oh, for kids, I think a fun way is just like even something as simple that people have been doing since forever, or just, one person says, see you later. The other person says, alligator. Just simple stuff like that. I know it sounds really small and doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but it really does change our internal state, which puts us in a better position to change how we respond to situations as opposed to react. It puts us in the higher parts of our brain, in the brilliant part of our brain, the smart part of our brain, where we can really be at our best, and to really give children our best so that they can be at their best, and so they can meet the really high expectations that we often have for children. But it starts with us first. It starts with us being in a better place, right? How can we tell the children to, to change their state if we have a hard time changing our state? If we're not modeling that, if we are, because sometimes the children are in a state because we aren't in a state. We're given a really boring lesson and we are, not able to reach them with the same energy that we would be able to reach them if we were in a better state, if we took the time to be intentional before we moved into a space, before we started an activity, before we, even help them respond to them when they're having a hard time cleaning the room, have respond to them when we have to go to a baseball game and it's the older siblings' baseball game, but they don't really have anything to do. We need to put ourselves in a better state so that we can help children be in a better state, so that everyone has better behavior and everyone is more successful. So that is a little nugget that I'm going to give to you today. Hope this was helpful for you and helps you. I hope this is a really good start for what's about to come next. Probably the shortest episode I've ever put out there, but I actually got to get back. I'm late. So see y'all. Bye.
What's my name? What's my name?
What's my name?
what's